Hi everyone, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Zaina.
And this is A to Z Radio Show.
Yay! Whoa.
We actually lied. Zaina cannot make it today, so we have a very special guest.
Hey guys, I'm Steve Harvey and I'm filling in for Zaina. Survey says it's going to be a good show. I'm really glad to be here with The Weeknd next to me.
I am The Weeknd. I'm blinded by the light. Yeah, Zayn and I promised last podcast we would come dressed up, and we are. So, yeah, I'm The Weeknd. You know, when he did the album where his nose was broken, red suit.
Yeah, very much after hours.
Yes, giving after hours. And Zayn's Steve Harvey. She's wearing a bald cap, a suit. She got a little Family Feud card. Survey says, we asked 100 married men.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. We had to get the Halloween vibes going here for the podcast on Halloween, and we're actually going trick-or-treating directly after this, so.
Yeah, it's October 31st, the day that we're recording this, so we had no choice. We had to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of dressing up, we saw a lot of, we went out 4 days for Halloween.
Yeah, this has been Halloween.
Yeah. So even if we weren't doing anything crazy, but we did see a lot of costumes. What were some of the best costumes that you've seen?
Yeah, okay, Waterloo? Let's think about this. Okay, one night we saw Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Loved it.
That was good. It was a brother and sister duo. They did the whole, like, invisible car pictures thing. It was good. It was really good.
There was also someone the first night dressed in an inflatable costume of the Fallout guy.
Oh, yeah. He was getting sturdy.
It was so funny. And the Lorax was also getting sturdy.
Oh, yeah.
Those were good. Those were really good.
Those were really good.
And I don't even know if it was a girl or a guy in either costume.
Yeah. They did good. I don't. No. Oh, we also saw Drake one night.
Oh, that was, it was so good.
Yeah, it was like the, like, hair clips look. That was good. You can't not respect someone dressing as
and
Drake.
And he really already looked like, yeah, Drake, so yeah. You have to respect it. He fit the part. We also saw someone dressed as Vector from Despicable Me.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
He had a balloon, like, underneath his orange jumpsuit.
Yeah.
And then Zaina made him take the balloon out and then put candy in his stomach and then put it back in.
Yeah, yeah. It was as if he ate some candy, you know? We had to make it realistic. It was good.
I'm trying to think what other, like, really good costumes we saw, but most people were pretty basic.
Oh, two of our friends, one of our roommates' hometown friends, they were Fire Boy and Water Girl, and then they had, like, around their neck the ASD and then, like, the up, down, left, right arrows.
That was actually really
that
good.
That was really good.
It was really creative.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously you could dress as Fire Boy and Water. Wait.
The boy is Fire.
Okay, Fire Boy and Water Girl. I got confused because of the new Disney movie because they flip it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Elemento or whatever. But, yeah, it was obviously you could dress like that, but then having, like, the keys on their, like, stomach.
That's what, like, you knew what they were because of that.
Yeah, that was really, really good. But among all the good costumes, there were some, like, very bad costumes, I feel like. People weren't stepping.
Yeah, some, like, how many times can we do Angel Devil?
I'm tired.
How many times?
At what point?
Too many is too many.
At what point are we done with the, I know Regina George says Halloween is the one night of the year, you can dress however you want, and then you can, like, as long as you have animal ears, but
you can still dress provocatively, also doing a full costume, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't just need to dress provocatively and throw on, I don't know, like,
random ears.
Mouse ears.
Yeah.
Like, come on, let's do that.
Come on, guys. It's Halloween, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I fully agree.
And I get if it's, like, a one-night thing when you have, like, you need a last-minute costume, but that's, like, your big costume, like, that you've been planning.
Oh, my gosh, and you did that, like, 3 times.
Yeah. Because, like, first year, I did really, really last-minute. I did do a bunny because I had nothing else, but that was not my big costume. Like, I was, like, I didn't know we were going to do anything that day, and I was, like, you know what, I'll just do this.
Yeah.
But,
and that's us who, like, will, like, plan Halloween as, like, a 5-day thing.
Yeah.
So eventually for one day, you have to, like, do something more simple.
Yeah, but that was, I don't even remember what my thing was. Oh, it was a pirate. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, that wasn't my whole ordeal.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of the places we went to did costume contests.
Yeah, and some of them, like, the people who I thought were going to win, they never won.
No.
It was always, like, the, just, like, comical, I don't know, kind of, like, goofy.
Yeah. Like, one of the ones that won was a man dressed as a nun.
Yeah, but he definitely, like, got the whole costume for, like, Dollarama. Yeah. And it's like, why were you then?
Just because it was a man dressed as a nun, he won.
Yeah, but, like, this the other girl who was doing Poison Ivy, she, like, glued leaves all over her bodysuit and, yeah, like, all this, like, putting a lot of work into it.
Wait, you know what the best costume I've seen was? That what? One girl who dressed like Avatar. Like, one of the characters from Avatar.
Ooh, yeah. She did that really well. That must have taken a while. Basically, she, like, painted her whole body to look like the blue, like, stripes, almost.
It was really good.
And then she even tied, like, a cloth sort of thing around her, like, private parts.
It was really, really good. It looked
like she was actually from the movie. And I don't know what paint she used, but it was like glow in the dark. So when the lights turned off, she was literally glowing blue like the movie. It was so good. Props to you, girl.
Honestly, yeah, I literally followed her on Instagram because of that. And I DM'd her saying, I love your costume. And she was really sweet.
That's so good.
I had to do it. It was so Halloween, good.
Bringing people together.
Of course. But yeah, so we're going to go trick-or-treating tonight.
Yeah.
I have to wake up early because I have, like, a presentation tomorrow. So we're just doing nothing crazy, but you gotta do something on the day of Halloween.
Of course. Yeah, we're gonna find, like, a real neighborhood.
Outside of the student.
Yeah,
ones.
Yeah, because they're not gonna give us candy.
Yeah, like, going door-to-door in our apartment building, everyone would say, Amanda and Zana, what are you doing? Yeah. I'm not giving you candy.
Yeah.
Be so for real. Oh, you know what's another great costume?
Mm.
Our friend Adam just says Barbie, and then his friend just says Ken.
That was really good. Yeah. They did that one so well. Like, both sides. Because her as Ken, it was so good, too. You could tell it was Ken.
Yeah, she looked really good.
It was like the Mojo Dojo Casa Ken outfit.
Yeah, like the fur, like, coat.
Yeah, with, like, the chains and the bandana. It was good. And then Adam was the, like, cowboy Barbie outfit.
Like, yeah, like, the all pink with the cowboy hat. White, yeah. Cowboy hat. Yeah, he ate.
Okay, now I want to think of more.
Good costumes.
Gru and his minions.
Guys.
Let her tell you guys about this one.
Guys, I am at a club with my friends, my roommates, and, like, our extended friend group. We're having fun, and we see three minions, and we see a guy dressed as Gru. And I'm, like, giggling, saying to my friends, oh, that's a really funny costume. They did well. This man comes up to me, like, arms out, ready to hug me. I'm confused. I've never seen this man in my life. He's bald, and he has, like, a long cardboard nose sticking out, so, like, I can't see any of his face, basically. And then he hugs me, and then, like, he starts talking in my ear, and then I recognize his voice because he's, like, one of my friends, but, like, I did not recognize him whatsoever because of how well he did the costume. And he's, like, British, so he came to my ear. He's like, how are you doing?
Wait, did you say what the costume was?
Oh, it was Gru. Yeah, I said that. Oh. Yeah, of course. He's like, how are you doing? And then I was like, oh, it's this guy.
Nose, like, almost poked Amanda in the eye. It was sticking out. And then he had, like, a gang of three minions with him. Yeah. It was so good.
It was really good.
Gru and minion costumes, I will never get tired of. They're always good.
I also saw, like, Willy Wonka and Oompa Loompas on TikTok. That's also a good one. Like, it's just, like, the leader with, like,
with, like, a group of, I even saw one that was, like, Papa Smurf and all the other Smurfs.
That's so good. I love those ones. Yeah. We should do something like that.
We should. Yeah, our group was thinking of doing something even, like, paparazzi.
Oh, that's so funny.
Where we all have cameras and we're all, like, crowding random people. We're like, over here. Can you look over here? We're
trying, oh my god, Captain America!
Oh my god!
How do you pick up the shield? How do you throw it? Yeah, like, taking pictures of them, like, just people who are dressed in their costume, like,
we just, like, surround them, because it'd be so much funnier, because it'll be like 5-6 of us.
Yeah, it's so much more than, like, one person.
Yeah, I agree.
We have to do it
and
now.
And I have one friend who's, like, security trying to get the paparazzi off of them.
All right, guys, no more pictures, please.
No more pictures, no more pictures.
Take it back. No, we have to do it. It's so good.
Yeah, we do. Man, the whole vibe of Halloween time is so good, especially, like, as a kid, it was so good.
Of course.
But now, university, it's not better, it's not worse, it's different, but it's very good. Because, like, the amount of people you see that you know, it's just so concentrated that it's, like, it's just so silly. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I've always loved Halloween, though. Like, as a kid.
100%.
trick-or-treating with my brother and then my parents, like, tagging behind. Like, normally it's my mom. I loved it. I would always be so excited to do it every year. So the fact that, like, now that we're older, the magic of Halloween never really went away. Because we still do, we still celebrate Halloween. But as a kid, I always thought, like, oh, when I get to high school or whatever, like, I'm done trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously there was a period, like, I don't know, like, grade 11, 12, 10, where I didn't trick-or-treat and I, like, didn't do anything for Halloween. But now that we're in university, it's, like, redoing things for Halloween, so.
I know, yeah. I fully agree. I was honestly sad for, like, the last few times I thought I was going to trick-or-treat because it was the time that I looked forward to the whole year.
Literally,
so it was like, okay, what's the point then if I don't have, like, you gotta have the time to get excited and plan your costumes. It's just so fun. So now I feel like we do more for it almost because we could do like the whole week. It's not just like one night where I have to like wait for my parents to like come with me because we could do it on our own now.
Yeah.
And it's so good. We're definitely gonna like be the people who do it until we're like 8 years old.
Yeah, honestly, like shout out to my parents for like my mom decorates for basically everything, like Thanksgiving, Easter, Valentine's Day, Christmas, Halloween. But she makes, like, every year bags of candies for children. Like, not just, like, oh, you get one bar. My mom makes, like, a whole goodie bag for them. So she gets really excited about it, too, which is, like, very wholesome. So I remember being a kid, before I would even go trick-or-treating, I would, like, help my mom make these, like, loot bags for the children that would come. So, yeah, always loved Halloween, and my parents are part of it. Like, my dad today dresses a teenager at work, so he low-rided with, like, his, like, Calvin Klein underwear out. And then, like, I don't know.
He had, like, a We the North hat backwards.
Yeah. It was really good. And my dad's bald, so he wore, like, a wig of hair.
But. So funny. Oh, one thing that is crazy, though, that we didn't have to deal with when we were children are club lines during Halloween.
Yeah.
It's, like, also because so many people from outside of the school come up, like, for Halloween and to see people who go here, just the capacity of people who are going out is so much more than what we're used to or than like any club is used to. So getting in is so much harder. You literally have to line up at like 7 p.m. to get in.
Yeah. I had like, we all had friends kind of come up, like our roommate Brianna had friends come up and I had a friend come up. So it makes sense that probably every other place also had friends coming up. So whatever population of people would go to a club on a regular weekend, it, like, quadrupled.
Yeah, and also people who just maybe live around the area and they don't usually go out, but they're like, oh, it's Halloween, I'll go out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, but, yeah, very, very, very fun, very exciting week.
Yeah.
I'm sad Halloween's over, but...
Not yet.
One more day.
One more day. Yeah, it's honestly been one of the best Halloweeks, I'd say.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. But... anyways, because it's Halloween, we decided to make this whole podcast kind of spooky, scary.
Spooky themed, yeah.
So, what did we talk about?
We're going to talk about our fears.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Top three fears.
Okay.
Go.
Definitely the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I love swimming, though, and I love the ocean.
Yeah.
But I'm also, like, so terrified of it. It's even... honestly, I wouldn't even say just the ocean. I'd say large bodies of water, because I get scared swimming in pools, too.
Oh, really?
Just not knowing, like, what's down there. Like, I can see what's down there, but it's still scary. I just feel like something's gonna, like, grab my foot and drag me down.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna drown.
Fair enough. Honestly... I some people have that fear, so it's a very valid fear. I personally don't. I
like the dark, like, a dark lake. You're stranded in a dark lake and you can't see what's below you. You don't even know how much water is below you. You don't know how deep it is.
Yeah, it's true.
That's horrifying. But I love swimming, so I do it anyways. I just always am like really scared. And I like have to go with someone. And if they like move,
you have to follow them.
Far, I'm like panicking a little.
Mm-hmm.
But
I want to literally like sail deep into the ocean. Like, I that's the one thing I really want to do. Like, I love bodies of water, but it is scary. It is.
Yeah.
It's I love it. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
I just, like, don't want to get eaten by something.
I know. I went shark cage diving, and honestly, like, I've never... so, I was not afraid of the sharks, but if you look... like, I'm in a cage, right? You look straight down, like, once you see past the sharks, you can't see anything.
Yeah, that's like, what's scary to me. How deep is that,
you know? Yeah. And you have to go to deep parts to get the sharks, right? Of course. So you look down and it's just like, it was in Hawaii, so it was a very clean ocean, but you could only see so far.
Yeah, right? It's also just a feeling of like, I am so small, like, mm-hmm. compared to this. Like, a wave could just take me out and I have no control over it.
You're so right.
You're just like out there.
One of my fears, speaking of water, I guess, crocodiles. Yeah.
Oh my God. If we got put into a large, dark body of water with crocodiles, it's done. It's wraps for us.
I saw a movie that my dad showed me like years ago called Black Water. And it was about water that was literally black. So you can't see anything.
Should we watch it tonight?
Yeah.
That'd be spooky.
That's spooky. Spooky movies don't scare me, but I don't know what it is about crocodiles, but they're so creepy to me. And like, it was, like, shallow enough water, because they go in shallow water, so, like, you could walk through the water, but you can't see because it's completely black. Right. And it was, like, a very hungry crocodile.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, she would have to, like, her friends got, like, killed, and then she had to, like, hide in a tree, and then, like, the crocodile, like, there was this one scene where she jumps out of the water.
No way.
Like, straight up, yeah.
Could they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, crocodiles is honestly a really valid fear, because they're so, so strong. Aren't they apex predator?
Yeah.
They're so strong. And when they, the way they you, I was going to say.
Yeah.
The way they kill you, they lock down on you and then twist.
Yeah, like a devil.
So that you can't get out. And they drag you to bottom. That's so scary. It honestly makes sense.
And then even on, like, land, they could run so fast. Like,
how about baby ones, though?
They're kind of cute.
Yeah.
Like, when I would go to, like, reptilia as a kid. Like,
and you, like, hold a baby.
Yeah, like, they're cute. They have little mouth tape.
Yeah. Aww. How about the crocodile and princess and the frog? He sings and plays trumpet.
Yeah, but he can still kill me.
That's true.
He's a little scary. Yeah. We went to, when we were in Florida, this place. It was called, like, Gatorland or Gatorville.
Yeah.
And there was one crocodile. Like, I don't know why it was in an alligator place, but there was, like, one crocodile there. And they, like, kind of, like, put him in timeout because he would wait till there were people, like, standing around him, like, watching him inside his little cage, and he would smack a tree that had, like, birds in it, and they would fall, and he would eat them in front of the people watching him.
Wait, why is that timeout? That's so funny.
Because he was scaring the children.
Well, I mean, but he probably gets bored in there, living in there.
No, I know.
He's got to do something.
But he would wait. Like, they're kind of smart.
Wow, that's so smart. I'm honestly impressed because of, like, how intelligent that is.
And you just, like, look at him, like, eating
a bird. Oh, my gosh. Wow, that's crazy. Oh, my gosh.
What are your other fears?
Okay, ocean. I used to be really scared of Dracula. Because I read, like, the original Bram Stoker Dracula, but I was too young. I was, like, 6, 7. And I thought it was gonna be calm because I saw a Goosebumps episode that had a vampire in it. Do you remember Goosebumps?
I loved Goosebumps.
Those were good books.
Yeah.
But I saw one that was, like, I was like, oh, I could probably handle a real one then, you know? Because those were scary, but they weren't, like...
Yeah.
I read it. Oh, I was scared. I couldn't sleep for, like, months. The thing about me, too, is that if something scares me, if I watch something scary... Like, I just don't really do it often now because I know that it will stick with me. It always sticks with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be scared for, like, 6 months. One time I watched this movie, Barnyard, and they had coyotes.
Barnyard?
Yeah. And they had really scary coyotes who were trying to eat the cows, but it's, like, a cartoon movie.
Yeah.
I kid you not, 2 years I couldn't sleep because every time I closed my eyes, I thought the coyote was going to be in my room.
Oh,
and after I read the Dracula book, I had this nightlight that changed colors. Every time it changed red, I would hide under the covers because I thought it was going to summon Dracula. And I would go to sleep with the scarf around my neck because I was scared that he was going to suck my blood in my sleep. Like, it just really, this is like, I have really bad sleep issues.
Oh my gosh. That is hilarious.
And after we watched The Nun, I had to sleep in Amanda's room.
She did. When we watched, okay, Jeffrey Dahmer was valid, though. Me and Zane had to sleep together after watching
Jeffrey
Dahmer.
Dad was also terrified. We slept in the living room.
Yeah, like, on the couches. Yeah. Couldn't get up to our rooms. what else? Oh, like, I remember, because now you mentioned Goosebumps, Goosebumps and like the YTV used to do like those spooky movies.
Oh, The Haunting Hour. Do you remember The Haunting Hour?
That's what I was trying to talk about. Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't remember the name of it. But they were obviously like scary for kids. But because I would watch those and be like, okay, like I would be scared, but I'd be okay. I'm like, I could like step it up. And that's when I watched Coraline, which is still a cartoon. So I was like, oh, it's probably not going to be as scary as Goosebumps or The Haunting Hour.
Yeah.
But I was terrified because I watched it alone in the dark.
Oh my gosh, it's so scary. I could not imagine watching it at that age. I watched it in the summer and I was scared.
I remember like being so afraid that like they were gonna get me and put buttons in my eyes.
I swear that movie's not for kids.
It shouldn't be. Like, it really shouldn't be. And I want to read the book version, but apparently the book version's like even like scarier and like darker. So I want to actually get the book and read it, because I do love that movie now. But I remember so vividly, like, my mom was doing work really late, so she was upstairs in our like office upstairs, and so it was just me, my mom in the house, and the living room where I was watching was dark, and I kept going like during commercial breaks. It was on YTV. I would, or like Nickelodeon or something, I would run upstairs and be like, can you finish watching the movie with me, mom? And she'd be like, Amanda, if it's too scary, turn it off. But like, I couldn't turn it off, like I wanted to finish it. So I would just like go up every once in a while and be like, so mom, how are you? She's like, is the movie scary, Amanda?
Aw, that's so cute. I get it though.
Oh my gosh.
That's another thing. There are so many times when you think you could handle it. Or like, for some reason, when you're younger, watching something scary is cool.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm a big kid.
Yeah.
But then you have to deal with the consequences of not being able to sleep and having nightmares.
Yeah, literally. And I used to get horrible nightmares. And like, one thing I was going to tell you too is like, every year around like the week before Halloween, I don't know if it was the day of or night before, I don't remember the exact day, but it was every single year, annually without fail, around the time before Halloween, I would have the same nightmare over and over. And it was the nightmare where me and my brother were going to go trick-or-treating, and then we leave and we forget, like, the bags to put the candies in. So we go walk back into the house. When we walk back into the house, my parents are gone. The house is dark.
Oh.
And then there's, like, ghosts trying to get us, and my parents turn into zombies, and they try to get me, and then I just had that dream for like 7 years straight.
Oh my gosh, that's actually so crazy, like the reoccurring dream.
I know.
So interesting, our brains and dreams. Like, we should watch a documentary about it.
I
how
really
they
want
work.
To because I had such like literally like borderline needed therapy for the amount of nightmares I had when I was a kid. So I really want to see like how our brains like break down.
Okay, we should watch one and then talk about it on the podcast.
Yes. Stay tuned for that.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Crazy question.
What, like, supernatural things do you believe in?
Okay.
Zombies, ghosts, vampires, werewolves?
Okay. So.
Shapeshifters. Mermaids? I think mermaids are real.
Yeah. So, I don't believe in werewolves. I don't believe in vampires. Even though a lot of Italians do believe in vampires. Like, it's, like, a big thing. That's why we all love us garlic. But I don't. However, have you ever watched Sam and Colby?
Mm-hmm.
They just came out with a new series. And I swear it's convincing me ghosts are real.
Really?
Like, their reactions are so genuine. Like, you could tell that they don't edit. Or, like, they don't fake it. Because they've had for years episodes come out where like nothing really happened. So if they wanted to fake it, they could have done it like six years ago.
They would have done it then, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like every once in a while something crazy will happen. And this series, like specifically, it's like in the Conjuring House, is insanely realistic. And
oh my
like,
gosh, that's so scary.
I haven't even watched all of it yet at all. But from what I've like seen and like, even like things that they didn't notice when they were filming, but fans in the comments will be like, you could hear someone say, oh, like one of them. Oh my gosh. There was one part of the video where Sam's grandma passed away and the ghost was saying in like their like headphone set that the grandma's name, and Sam was freaking out. He's like, how would they even know my grandma's name?
Yeah, that's crazy. How would they know that?
So like, that I was watching that and I was like, okay, maybe like, I don't know. I don't 100% believe in ghosts. But there's I could be convinced.
Yeah, like I feel like I wouldn't knock it. Like I wouldn't say no 100%.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah,
I think.
But honestly, I do believe. Like I feel like it makes sense when you pass away.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that all of you just can never reach the earth again. Like I would like to think that my spirit would be able to visit
family.
My family members, you know, because I feel like now the ones who've passed away are looking down on me.
Right.
And that those are nice ghosts. So maybe then there also are mean ghosts if something really bad happened to them. You know, I'd be a little angry too.
Especially the ones that die in like horrific ways.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I mean.
Their ghost like probably doesn't even realize like what happened. If it is legitimate.
Yeah, or if you have like unfinished business.
Yeah, like I've seen the movie like, Ghost.
You can't pass away peacefully.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I would believe.
I could be convinced, yeah. Yeah. I follow this one girl on TikTok who has, like, quote-unquote haunted dolls. And, like, she, like, films them for, like, long periods of times. And, like, they'll move a little here and there. But, like...
Okay, I don't know if I believe...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I believe in, like, inanimate objects or things, like, becoming, like, possessed or having a spirit. I don't think I...
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I envision it more as, like, energy or... Because that's a little wild.
She says she, like, hears them talking to her, and I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, that's really scary.
It's terrifying.
I almost don't even want to believe that. Like, I'd rather not be. And I feel like things like werewolves, vampires, to me, it does seem crazy if they were to exist. But also, the fact that so many different cultures have the same ideas, they just look a little bit different. Like, they're all, like, shape-shifting. It's a human... that can look like something else. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It can't be a coincidence that they all are connected.
Have you met one? Do you think you've met one?
No.
Yeah, but where do you think they, like, go?
No, I don't know, but I'm just saying so many people, like, from different places all over the world have sightings of things that look the same. They'll just call it something different.
Right.
And there's no way that, like, for so many people to think something, someone had to see something.
Right.
Or it had to start somewhere.
Mm.
But I'm not saying, like, they're definitely out there, but it's just interesting.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Zombies, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Maybe, like, if you watch Last of Us or whatever, like, it's a pretty realistic way for people to turn into zombies.
Right. Maybe like, some disease or something. Yeah,
but at this point in time, absolutely not.
Yeah.
they would have taken over by now. We're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Things in the water, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm so scared of the ocean.
Like, you're telling me 10,000 freaking meters down there.
Yeah, bro. The ocean?
Yeah.
Is huge.
70%
we have not
there,
discovered
too.
It. We have not discovered everything down there. We don't even have the technology to go that low for that long.
Yeah. Wait, I want to search up how much... percentage of the ocean has not been discovered.
Yeah, I remember it being a lot. I remember it being a fair amount.
The water of water has not.
Loch Ness Monster is probably out there, guys. I'm telling you. Mermaids, I feel like mermaids are real. They just look like they're less human-like, less conscious, more like animal, more want to eat us.
Okay. More than 80,
more scary.
More than 80% of the ocean has not been mapped, explored, or even seen.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Ariel's down there.
How about Atlantis? The sunken city.
Yeah, yeah. Also, do you know all the stories of like let me tell you the story. Mm-hmm. Okay. A silly story relating to this, but silly because it also made me think a little bit. One of my friends was dating this guy, and he was in, like, in the military, but going towards the Navy.
Okay.
So, you know, they were out on the ocean. And in training, they would literally teach them, if you hear singing or some weird, like, vocal sounds way out in the ocean, you have to plug your ears because it's probably a mermaid or a siren trying to draw you to the ocean. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is also in, like, Germany. This is not Canada,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, they were all so scared. The commanding officers would literally be like, we bring earphones out, earplugs out, just in case, because you have to put them in, because you, like, we've lost people who have dove into the ocean and never been seen after. And I've always, you know, heard these stories and seen it, like, in Vampire Diaries or whatever.
I made chills.
But I thought it was crazy that... like, people were really treating it as a protocol.
Wow.
Because you could die. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, that's really scary.
That is really scary.
And honestly, like, I don't know. I'm kind of scared of it.
That literally gave me chills. But isn't that
so interesting? Yeah. And then this guy who was dating her, they watched Pirates of the Caribbean together. Mm. And in one of the movies, they have sirens who are drawing sailors out into the ocean. And the girl was like, "Aw, those aren't real, though." And it literally started a fight between them because the guy was like, "Are you kidding me? We literally learn about it in the Navy. We literally, like, have lost people to it. It's not a joke. You should not be taking it lightly."
Wow.
And she was like, "What the heck?"
Yeah.
And even I was like, "What the heck?" But, like, I don't know. Is that crazy? Doesn't that make you think a little?
It does make me think a lot. I mean, obviously, there could be possible reasonings. Like, oh, like, you lose your mind when you're out there, so you start to hear things.
Yeah,
like,
if you were out there for a really long time, and they put it in your brain already.
Yeah, so obviously there are reasonings, but it does make you think.
Yeah.
So that is really creepy, actually. Yeah. Really, really, really creepy.
Really scary.
What else are you afraid of? Or do you believe in anything other supernatural beings, anything like that? Like, do you believe in Bigfoot? I don't believe in Bigfoot,
but you know, in BC they believe in Bigfoot.
Really?
Yeah, because apparently, like, Bigfoot was born in Washington State in the U.S. And because that's right next to B.C., they think he, like, takes trips there sometimes. So when I was working in B.C., we took a day trip to Washington. And in every single souvenir shop, it was all Bigfoot stuff. Wow. Like, the restaurants were Bigfoot themed on the sign. It was, like, the birthplace of Bigfoot. Like, he is literally their national treasure.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
My thing is... This is my logical thinking.
Yeah.
You could count, or scientists, or, like, I don't even know who exactly could count the exact amount of endangered animals, extinct animals. How did you not find one ginormous bear looking thing? You know what I mean? That's my, like, and the water's different because no one knows what's down there.
Yeah, exactly. Also, how can you really take footage down there?
Exactly. But, like, for, like, on land in a forest in Washington, which is very populated.
Yeah, everywhere on land has been so much more discovered.
So that's my thing. If he was on a random island, sure, but he's not.
I know, I agree. Like, Washington State, it's not that big. No way more people haven't seen him.
Exactly. And, like, the clips that you do
But they see. Do all believe he's real.
I know.
They do all think they saw him, so I don't know.
It's like one bear that's, like, a little bigger than normal. He's like, guys.
Okay, wait. Let's think of other supernatural beings. We got vampires, werewolves. Yep. Oh, do you believe in wizards / witches?
Let me ponder. Do I think they're going to take a wand and
like, is it Harry Potter?
No.
No.
Do I think that they could snap their fingers and I will disintegrate? No.
No.
Do I think that people could hold certain amounts of energy and they're able to do things for themselves more so than for others? So, for example, like, I don't know, like, how do I even word this?
I
was gonna say, like, hold certain amounts of energy where they're able to, like, almost, like, use their quote-unquote superpowers for themselves. Yeah, I just don't think that, like, it could be, like, projected onto people.
Yeah, I agree. I think, honestly, I feel like if there were something to exist, it would be, like, a sort of witch.
Yeah.
Also, definitely. Yeah, I don't know. Like, even, like, psychics.
Yes.
Like, it's all kind of connected.
Yeah.
I do believe in that stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I'm psychic. Sometimes I think I do things with my brain, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so then if people just are practicing that their whole life, and they have some other, like, I don't know, there's knowledge that's passed down from generations in certain cultures that is, like, it could be seen as magic. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it depends on how you define magic.
Yeah.
To be able to say if someone's a
witch. Like, it's not like a bippity boppity boo thing.
Wingardium Leviosa, like, no one's going to hit me with one of those.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think.
If I was on some random island and I stumbled upon a lady who has, she's mixing something and she puts a curse on me, I would be terrified.
Oh, yeah.
I would 100% be terrified. She starts chanting at me. Oh, my gosh, I'm running. Or, like, maybe not running, but, like, whatever she wants from me, I'll apologize. I don't know.
You know what's kind of scary? Like, on the topic of islands, like, you know how, like, each... I've heard so many, there's different islands that are, like, designated for certain things. Like, for example, there's an island dominated by bunnies, overpopulated by bunnies.
Yeah.
Certain islands, there's one island dominated by snakes.
Yes.
And there's one where there's these people on there have never seen humans outside of their own culture. I don't know what to call it.
Outside of that civilization.
Yeah, civilization.
They haven't had contact with anyone else. No outside technology, outside people, nothing, which is so crazy.
One guy went to go spread the word of God.
That is horrible.
One guy went to this island hoping he could preach to them, and he got murdered before he even got on that island. They were like shooting with arrows. Yeah. I heard that story. It was all over on the news.
If you never see a person, you would have to think they're the enemy.
Of course. Like, who are these other people that, like, look a bit different than us?
Oh,
like,
my gosh. Yeah. They don't speak the same language. Yeah. He's wearing something weird. He's on a boat that looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so crazy.
It's like how we would react if aliens came to Earth.
Exactly.
Right?
You're so right.
If a blue specimen who's, like, kind of floating and, like, looks weird comes up to you, you'd freak out.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
The government will shoot them.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same
thing.
Wow,
I never thought about it that way, but you're so right.
Right? Like, it just makes sense.
100%. I honestly think it's so crazy, too, that there are places like that.
I know.
Because the world is just, like, almost too connected now.
Yeah.
Like, everything is globalized and connected. So to have a place that's completely just separate from that, it's pretty cool.
It is. Like, how do they even...
Good for them. I don't know how they did it.
How do they even... How is the government, like, tax them?
What? Where is it?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Because wouldn't they
up.
Have to be under some sort of, like...
country or, like...
Yeah, or is it just really in... I don't know.
Yeah, so, as I'm reading, it's called... I don't even know how to pronounce this. North Sentinel, I'm pretty sure, island. And, like, people have stopped for, like, an emergency landing and got killed. They eat wild boars, sea turtles, different types of fish, fruits, roots, and tubers. What the heck's a tuber?
I have no idea.
Is that people that come on tubes?
Oh.
The fact they haven't, like, resorted to cannibalism or anything means that they're literally, they have a good civilization going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like it's, like, these angry, hungry people. Like, it's, like, they just have a separate civilization that's been banned from the rest of the world.
I mean, honestly, if it wasn't like that, like, if they couldn't fully live off the land, they probably would have moved and went to somewhere else.
Exactly.
Because most of the time when people were moving around, it was because they wanted a piece of land that had something better, some resource that they didn't already have. So if they have everything they need, that's probably why they stayed there this whole time.
It makes sense. Yeah. No, it actually makes complete sense. But
crazy.
It's I know. It's crazy to think about those parts of the world that are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best candy? top three best candy.
I'm really basic when it comes to this. Like, my favorite chocolates are literally Aero and Kit Kat.
Okay, fair. Yeah, but those are good.
They're so good.
Caramel's
really good, too.
Caramel is so good.
Hershey milk chocolate.
Yeah, and the cookies and cream one.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Actual candy. Oh, my God.
What do you think of candy corn?
No.
Immediately no.
What are the fuzzy peaches?
Oh, yeah, those are good.
And, like, that whole brand of, like,
Maynard?
That one.
Yeah.
I like that brand.
Yeah. Ooh, that brand is good. Swedish Fish.
Yeah.
Did they do Sour Patch Kids?
I think so. They do those, like, sour, squishy ones,
I think. They did do Sour Patch Kids.
They ate.
Sour Patch Kids are so good.
They're so good, Hopefully, when we go trick-or-treating, we'll get some.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. Let's bring our pillowcases.
Pillowcases? Crazy. We'll just bring a garbage bag. Back to fears. Oh, wait, I have one more fear that I also wanted to talk about before.
Okay, add it.
I have a fear of elevators.
Like, getting stuck in one or, like, falling?
I don't know. I'm just, like, I'm not claustrophobic. I'm, like, borderline claustrophobic. I'm not, like, scared and screaming. But, like, I do feel like my chest gets, like, heavy in, like, tight spaces. And it does become a lot sometimes. So elevators, when there's people, feel like that to me.
Yeah.
And then also because, like, one time I got stuck in Italy in Rome, and then one time I got stuck at one of the Laurier ones. I'm, like, so scared that, like, I'm going to be stuck there for hours. So I already hate it. So yeah. Getting stuck is, like, more.
Yeah, it is scary. I think for me, it's the, like, falling. Okay. Like, if the elevator, like... Like, okay, you know, yeah, when that happens?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if it just fails and then I just get sent down to the bottom.
Oh, okay. I didn't even... Yeah, yeah. That's valid.
Because I remember when I got stuck in the one at Laurier, that's what I was scared of.
Of it falling.
Like, the guy was like, oh, I hope they get the doors open. But I was like, I hope we don't fall.
Right. Yeah. I'm more so about the stuck part, I feel like.
Yeah.
There was, like, one time I was in an elevator and, like, three drunk men were in it. And they thought it was, like, funny to, like, jump.
Oh, that annoys me so much. If you're jumping in an elevator...
And, like, purposely getting them stuck. You should not
be allowed to be in an elevator with another person ever again.
Seriously, like...
It's not funny.
It's not. And they, like, intentionally break it, and, like, the maintenance guys have to... Like, even if no one's in it, and it's just you three doing your thing, then the next day, the maintenance guys have to come. People have to walk up the stairs that day.
Yes.
Like, you broke the elevator thinking it was funny.
Yeah, first year, I remember at King Street Res... Some kid would always think it was so funny to break the elevator, so then we'd have to take, like, seven flights of stairs.
Yeah, because you're top floor.
Yeah, and people would always text in the residence group chat and be like, aw, like,
you did
Matt,
again.
You did it again. And then he'd be like, haha, yeah, I did. Like, it was not funny.
It's not funny. Like,
and then, the maintenance guy had to come, like, every other week and fix it for no reason.
I know. That's actually is really annoying. People that are, like, selfish... In that way, like, not even just with elevators, yeah. But, like, just, like, when you're at the point where you just, like, literally don't even consider other people's, like, emotions or feelings or
it's
anyone
so
else's situation.
Or their it's time. Someone's gonna have to fix it.
I know. Like, it's not funny. Like, even, like, our elevator this Halloween was broken. I bet you there were drunk people jumping and purposely breaking. Like, why did it just break? Out of nowhere.
You're so right.
Someone must have done something.
Someone must have.
And then we had, like, 3 days, because, like, it broke on, like, Friday or whatever, and, like, you could only get at the maintenance guy on Monday. So it was 3 days of walking up and down the stairs, and I had to do my laundry and, like, lug my laundry all the way to the basement, and then lug my laundry all the way back up.
Yeah.
So that was...
I don't like that.
I don't either.
Or even, like, if you, like, make a mess somewhere and you just, like, leave it... And you're just expecting a janitor or someone to clean it up. It's just disrespectful.
Honestly.
Like, you think you're better than someone else?
I know. Like, oh, because his job is to clean up means I should make his job harder.
Yeah.
Or, like, oh my gosh, sorry, complete topic change, but, like, similar to that. People that are just, like, rude to waiters.
Oh, yeah. That's not even a pet peeve. That's, like, I don't want to talk to you ever again.
Yeah, like, if I'm on a date with a guy, it hasn't happened yet,
100%.
But I'm saying. 100%. But he just starts to be rude to
the waiter. That's a red flag.
I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I swear to you, I'm leaving. Especially if it's, like, an older person, and they're, like, maybe getting confused with, like, the menu. Instead of, like, being a little patient. Like, I get it. Sometimes service workers could really mess up. Like, I've worked in service.
Yeah.
I've definitely messed up.
Of course you're going to mess up. But it's still a human being, and you shouldn't, like, make their day so much worse just because of it.
And it's the worst when you, like, start already aggravated at them because they haven't even done anything yet. Like, you're just already automatically mean. And they haven't even, like, messed up your food or anything. Like,
oh my gosh, are people like that?
Yeah, when I worked at a restaurant, like, there was this one guy. He would come so often because I guess he liked the food, but he would come and then, like, order the same thing, and then if it wasn't ready for him right immediately, he would get mad. And I was like, sorry, because he was vegan, so his food was a bit different, so it takes longer to make. So he would come in already annoyed because we were like, oh, like, this is gonna be like an 8 minute wait when normally it'd be faster, because it was like faster food. It was like a Greek place. And he would just be so angry at me all the time. And I'm like, okay,
that,
like, I really can't do it.
Crazy.
Like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, give you raw food.
Yeah. Like, who are you? The president also?
Literally.
Why, like, oh my God.
So entitled.
You're at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait for your food.
And
that's
like,
just
if anything, call ahead.
Yeah.
Order online. Uber Eats. Like, there's so many things that they could do. But,
People are just so, like, entitled
sometimes. I know. There was, like, one time, like, hair in my food when I was at a restaurant. I was, like, apologizing to the waiter, being like, I'm like, I'm sorry. Is it okay if you could bring me food? Like, there was, like, it was, like, intertwined in my chicken. Like,
apologizing because you, like, discovered.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm really sorry. Like, I normally would not send food back, but, like, I really, like, it's, and she's like, oh, no, of course I'll, like, get you, new food for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, though, that's how it should be. I don't know.
I know. It's, yeah.
Like, people make mistakes. They're just humans.
I know. And I get, and okay, like, also, if you are at a five-star restaurant.
Yeah, okay, that's another thing. If you're at McDonald's and they're taking long to give you your order, you have no right to get mad. Yeah. But if you go to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant and they totally messed up your order and you were paying like $100 for chicken.
Be mad.
Then be mad.
Yeah.
But it's also about like a time and a place. If your waiter is some like young kid and they're getting minimum wage, why are you getting mad at them?
You're pulling up to Swiss Chalet and your chicken doesn't taste 10 out of 10. You're at Swiss Chalet.
It's probably not even real chicken.
Literally. But if you, like you said, it's Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. Be mad if your chicken doesn't taste right.
Yeah. And you know, like they got the, what is it called? The Michelin star?
Isn't it called?
If they got like some sort of certification for having such good service, then okay.
Right.
But if it's just some family owned diner.
Mm-hmm. And no, even like when it's like they're mad at the waiter, but the waiter's not the one that cooked.
That's true.
Like, that's not my chicken is raw. Okay, like, let me bring it back and, like, get, like, what do you want the waiter to do?
Yeah.
Like, they'll help you. Give them a second.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, they're probably just as disgusted at the food as you are.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I loved when Gordon Ramsay would do Kitchen Nightmares or Hell's...
Kitchen Nightmares.
Where he would go and like review restaurants. He was always so kind to the waiter because he knew, or the waitress. He knew it wasn't their fault. He'd say, "Do you see that? Like the chicken's raw. Like, do you see that?" And they would be like, "Oh,
right.
Wow."
He would do that. See, like, he knows.
He knows it's not their fault. Where they're just bringing you their food. They got your order right.
Yeah. Everyone follow in the footsteps of the king of restaurants,
Gordon Ramsay. My king. I'm gonna dress with him tomorrow. For Halloween.
Oh, that's so good. You actually should.
I love him. I love him so much. I don't even know.
You should dress up as him and then just like yell at people.
My lamb sauce.
Yeah, where's the lamb sauce?
Where is the lamb sauce? Yeah, I'm gonna do
it. And then did you ever see when he did that thing where he was like, "You are an idiot sandwich," and he gets two slices of bread and smacks it on the person? Funny. And I also love the videos of how he's so much nicer to kids, like on MasterChef Kids.
Yeah.
He would just give them like really constructive criticism and be like, "Oh no, it did taste good. That was good." Because it's true. They're like 8 years old. It is impressive that they're cooking like that. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
I remember even, they had someone on MasterChef where he was very young. Like he was going to graduate high school, I believe. Or maybe he just did. But he was already in like the top like five, and most of the time everyone around him was like grown adults. And like Gordon Ramsay paid for his entire culinary school education.
Wow.
And the other chef that was with him said, "As soon as you graduate, you are going to work in my restaurant."
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that so nice?
He does say that to people. Because I've heard him say that even to like one of the seasons I was watching. It was a runner up, but it was so close. The competition was so close, and he was a really good cook. So he gave him a job at one of his restaurants. And I think now he's like head chef.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
King.
Love him.
Love him.
Yeah, maybe he's a bit rude, but like he's helping you. Maybe your food should be better.
Facts. Yeah. It's like, I'm trying to think of an example. You know the movie Whiplash where the drum teacher is like really aggressive and like messed up?
I never watched it.
I think I watched like half of it.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure the kid becomes a good drummer.
See, there you go. There you go. Okay. Now that we're still talking about spooky, scary things on this Halloween episode, I want to talk about this guy that I used to see, his dog. You're probably wondering, why do you want to talk about the dog?
Why could someone's dog that you used to see be so significant?
And when I tell you that this dog terrorized the whole city of Vaughn.
Yes, he ate half of Woodbridge.
He literally ate.
He ate. Too hard.
He basically, when this guy, let's give him a name. It makes it easier. Joe.
Yeah.
So I was seeing Joe. Joe and I at the time were together. Joe's actually the reason I met Zayn, if you remember that from the first
podcast. Yeah, if you guys remember that from the first podcast, throwback.
To 4 weeks ago. But I remember I was with him when he got this dog, and the dog is a Cane Corso or Cagney Corso, however you want to pronounce it. The breeder said to Joe, "Have you ever had a dog before?" And I feel like that was already like a big question. Joe lied, said he had. And the breeder goes, because this dog breed is extremely intelligent and their brain needs to be stimulated. If you are not the alpha, they will become your alpha.
Right.
Not hating on the dog breed. It's never the dog breed's fault. But certain dogs are more intelligent or have, every dog breed has different personalities.
Yeah, or certain dogs are just like more high maintenance.
Right, like a husky, very high maintenance. You need to live out of
very dramatic.
You need to have a big yard to accommodate. Newfoundlands are very, very big animals. You can't live in a small apartment. So there's just certain requirements that you're going to need to if you're going to have a dog. Never the dog's fault, but that's just how they are.
Also, some dogs just get, tend to be more anxious or just, golden retrievers. Golden retriever never has an anxious thought in his life, you know?
Exactly.
It's a good family dog. He'll like kids. He'll be okay with kids.
Right.
But if it's a dog that's not like that, you have to weigh that in before you get the dog because that's a real life.
Yeah.
That you're either going to mess up or, you're basically its mom.
Yeah.
So you have to give it the structure that it needs for the kind of dog it is.
Exactly. So, Joe and I went to go pick up this dog and the breeder was already asking a bunch of questions, have you had a dog before? How big is your yard? What are you gonna let him sleep in? Because there's just so many requirements for this type of dog. And Joe being Joe.
Classic Joe.
Lied, ended up getting the dog breed. Everything was fine for the first couple months. The dog was very energetic, very intelligent, was able to learn tricks immediately, a very, very smart dog breed, very smart dog. And one day we were at Joe's house, or this was the day I actually, so a couple of days before I went to Joe's house, he had his cousins over and this dog just completely out of nowhere attacked the cousin.
Mm-hmm.
He basically bit her arm, and they have a stronger bite force than lions, and they have lockjaw, kind of like pit bulls.
Yeah.
So he bites her arm, and he won't let go, and she pulls, and that with his teeth still in her arm, rips down her arm.
How old is he at this point?
Less than a year, I believe. Damn. Almost a year, but still a baby. Wow, he's still he's a teenager in dog years. No, he wasn't. He's seven.
No. Right? Yeah, he's 7 years old.
He's 7 years old.
Oh, but how did he why do they bite?
He was, I think, very anxious and overwhelmed because there was so many people in this house. Right. He had his whole family over. And the whole family was over. And he hadn't gone for a walk that day. The owner wasn't giving them, Joe was not giving the dog proper training either.
Right.
I think he was also very anxious. You could see, his legs shake sometimes and things like that. So I think with the amount of people, lack of brain stimulation and toys, lack of going for a walk that day, he just snapped when she got, she, went to touch him or, almost touch him, and then he, snapped at her.
And it's who is this? This is a stranger who's, reaching out at me.
Yeah, and then the next day, I was at Joe's house, and then Joe's friend went to go give a bowl of water or, food to the dog, and then the dog snapped and bit him, and he was gushing blood. Aww. And that was, just the two stories that, I witnessed, but then more and more stories started happening.
Yeah, I also actually heard about this dog because at the same time, I was seeing Joe's friend, Ronald, we'll give him that name, and he one time went over to visit the dog because another friend was babysitting him when Joe was out of town, which was already sort of a bad move because he was just, in someone's garage away from his family that would definitely stress the dog out. And so Ronald goes to pet the dog and he heard that he bit people before, but not thinking, not using the brain, he kind of just was playing rough with him, and then the dog snapped and chomped his stomach, so he had marks all down his stomach because he clamped on it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they never, when he would bite, they never properly disciplined either. They just throw him in the garage. And what is that?
Yeah, they would literally just push him a little and be go.
Yeah, he never learned his lesson. He never, they never put him in proper there training afterwards. There was no afterwards. Discipline. Yeah. And I remember,
like, I don't even blame the dog at all.
No, I know. And then I remember there was, like, one time where, like, I was at Joe's place and I was eating a junior chicken and the dog runs up on me and I really thought that was over for me. Like, I was, because I was lying down on a bed and he was on the bed.
And he's, like, charging at you.
I literally, like, closed my eyes and braced myself. I didn't know what I was going to do.
You thought it was the end.
I saw the god.
Oh, my God.
But then I opened my eyes and the junior chicken's gone. Like, he just ripped the junior chicken out of my hand and left. Like, he was feeling
a little snack.
And it wasn't me, thank God.
Thank God.
No, but there was also a time, though, where he really did try to bite my face, but he had a muzzle on. And then, so instead, his muzzle just, like, smacked me so hard in the face. My eyes were tearing up. My nose was almost bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Like, it hurt so bad, but, like, at least his,
that's
like,
ouchy, but, like, thank God he had the muzzle on. Because you could have actually got your face ripped off.
Remember that girl on TikTok that has no lip?
Oh, my gosh,
that would have been me. Oh my gosh. Right here,
Zayna. Oh my gosh, Amanda, you would have no lip.
I know.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary.
And that was, like, the one time he wore a muzzle too. So, like, good thing it was that day because, like, I know. Like, he would walk his dog without a muzzle and the dog would, like, charge at other dogs. He never hurt anyone, but, like, in that way.
I don't even know the word.
Irresponsible.
For it. Irresponsible, inconsiderate, like, literally disrespectful to the dog. Like, I don't know. It's like you're choosing to have a baby.
Yeah.
And then you just decide not to take care of a baby.
Yeah.
Like I decided not to build a crib for him. He's going to sleep on the floor.
What would Joe?
Oh, my baby is crying. Oh, I'm not going to give him the attention he needs. Like, it's a life.
Yes. His diaper needs changing. Gosh. Not going to do it.
Yeah. Like, and if you don't change his diaper, he's going to get angry.
Yeah. I will. Like, what if Joe would have done if I lost my lip and my nose? What would he have done?
Yeah, that's another thing, because the whole time it was like, I'm not going to give him away. I'm not going to send him somewhere to get proper training, proper discipline. I'm not going to whatever. He was kind of like playing devil's advocate for himself almost, because he would be like, no, but the dog didn't know. That's true. The dog didn't know. That's like, true. It's on you.
Right.
It's not on the dog.
Yeah.
And then he'd always be like, oh, but he would never bite me, though. And then eventually...
He ended up eventually biting him. He ended up hurting his little brother so badly, too. The little brother ended up in a hospital.
Yeah.
Eventually, the dog got put down. Very
Rest
sad.
In peace. We miss you. Rest
but
in
he
peace.
Literally only got put down because he... So first Joe was saying, oh, it's okay, he'll never bite my dad, bites the dad. Oh, it's okay, he would never bite my brothers, bites his brother. The last person he goes, it's okay, he'll never bite me. And he did bite him. And that's when he was like, there's no people left.
Yeah.
So then he put the dog got put down. But it's not crazy that he was a last resort. Like, if he got...
I know, you didn't care when your brother got bitten.
I know.
Or obviously he cared.
Right.
But, like, it could have been prevented.
Right. Right.
Because usually a dog does not get this many chances. How many people did he bite? 10 people?
Yeah.
Like, most of the time, the first person they bite,
they're getting
put down. You're either getting put down right now or you get one more chance, but either way it's on your record forever. And because it was friends, all like he got lucky, Joe got lucky because it was his friends, his
Imagine
family
it was a stranger.
Who got bitten. If it was a stranger, that dog would have been put down immediately and he would have been not able to get a dog ever again.
He also got sued probably.
Yes.
Dude, and my parents are nice people, but
because he it's not like it was a one-off thing, like he knew it was a danger and he still let that dog greet other people's dogs. He could have killed other people's dogs. That's so frustrating too, because even me, like one time my dog, remember I told you this, we were walking him and then someone had their dog off leash and he came up and tried to bite my dog. Why do you have your dog off leash if you know he's aggressive like that and he's not trained properly? Like, we only let my dog off leash once in a while in a place like we know random people are gonna come or whatever, and he's fully trained, he's never been anyone, but it's just like they're a wild animal, they're you can't really predict what they're gonna do all the time, so you just have to be more careful. And if you have a dog that you already know has a past of biting people and you're still choosing to just let him do whatever, that's crazy.
I know, seriously, like what if someone else's dog like killed my dog?
I, like, what do you even do? Like that's heartbreaking. Horrible. Like, I'm, like, oh, God. It's horrible. I'm tearing up.
I know. It's so upsetting. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. One of Joe's friends had a dog, and he did the same thing. He actually killed someone else's dog.
That is horrible. That is so horrible. It's like, these are wild animals. Technically, we're not even supposed to just have them living in our home. Yeah. Like, they were originally just in the wild. Mm. So if you're taking one in, you gotta treat it like it is. Like, it's a living being with its own mind, its own triggers or whatever. They get scared, too. And then it's like a fight or flight thing where they have to attack someone if they're scared or, like, I don't know. It's not a human who's gonna just be chill.
My brother's friend got bit by a dog like 2 weeks ago. Like a dog that was like on a walk, but the leash was like super long. Wait,
your friend got bit or your friend's dog got bit?
My brother's friend. Dog. Like he got bit by a dog. And the guy, he goes like, oh, can I have like your number, whatever. I'm gonna go to the hospital to like go get it checked out. The guy gave him a fake number.
Oh, wow.
Like, my brother's friend wasn't even going to sue or anything. He just wanted to make sure that, like, the dog has his shots to see what he needed. Just
to know that he doesn't have rabies.
So now my brother's friend, like, went through the process of getting, like, 5 different shots because he doesn't know what that dog had.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
There was another time that this dog, I was with Joe in a park, and Joe took the dog off leash.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dog chased down a guy on a bike, like chased down, but he got like bored, like the guy was riding for his life, and then Joe was like calling out to the dog and the dog was not turning back. He eventually turned back because he got like bored of running after this guy, but you couldn't even see him. It was like light passing light. He's running. Oh
my gosh, bro. And it's not like you're not letting a chihuahua off leash, like you're letting a lion off leash,
literally. And he's chasing this guy riding a bike, like this guy's scared,
and I bet he's fast.
Yeah. He's so...
I bet his mouth is, like, foaming.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, rest in peace, King. Sorry. We're sorry what happened.
Very sorry what happened to you. Could have been prevented.
Well.
On that note. We hope you guys had a very safe, happy...
Fun.
Halloween.
Yummy. Mm-hmm. Halloween.
And... we will see you on the 5th podcast, where we will have a special guest.
Our first guest. First guest.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.